before we learn the next Gemara, so the Gemara said that when Shmuel heard that Rav passed away, Kara allowed Tresa money. So he tore 12 begadim. Amar, and he said, Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine. He said, a person that Dahava Mistafina Mine passed away. So two things. Number one, you see that Rav passed away before Shmuel did. And the truth is, Rav was much older than Shmuel. Much older than Shmuel. Even though Rav and Shmuel are always mentioned together, but Rav was a lot older than Shmuel was, and as we see in this Gemara, makes sense, he passed away before Shmuel did. But the Gemara said that Shmuel, he reacted very dramatically. Omar, he said, Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine. The person that, literally, I was afraid of, he's the person that passed away. So Rashi says, what does it mean, the Mistafina Mine? The Kushyas. Rav used to ask me a lot of kashyas. It's interesting, because we're so familiar with the Rav-Shmuel relationship. But in the Gemara, you see that Shmuel was afraid of Rav. He had a yiri, he had a pachad of Rav. He was Azal Gavra the Mistafina Mine. And again, why was it Mistafina Mine? Bekushis. Now the truth is, and this should be a related rabbi, but we've spoken about this in the past, that Rav was an oikahara. Right? There were two specialties when it came to learning amongst the Tanam and the Amiram. There was the Sinai and there was the Oikaharim. The Sinai was someone that was a big baki. The Oikaharim was somebody that was a big landin. And the Gemara in different places talks about different Amiram, whether they were Sinai or Oikaharim, and even different Tanam. The Gemara says Rameir was an Oikaharim. Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, was an Oikaharim. Rabba was an Oikaharim. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. Rav Chizda was an Oikaharim. We've mentioned in the past the Yad Malachi in his classic work, so he says that Rav was the ultimate Oikar Harim. He brings Raya's, but Rav was an Oikar Harim, and he says Rabbi Yochanan was a Sinai, which is the reason that if there's a machlek, is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav because of Sinai Yadav. But Rav was an Oikar Harim, so it's very matim with this Gemara. The Gemara said that when Shmuel heard that Rav was Nifter, he said, Azal Gabra da have a Mistafina Mine. What was Mistafina Mine? Bekushes. He used to ask me a lot of kashas. By the way, the Gemara also said that when Rav Chanina passed away, Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. He said, Azal Gabra da have a Mistafina Mine. What was he afraid of? Again, he was afraid of his kashas. So Rabbi Yochanan's afraid of the kashas of Rav Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan was a Sinai. By the way, the Raya Rabbi Yochanan was a Sinai is from a Gemara Masechtes Bava Kama Daf Kufta Zayin, where the Gemara says that Rav Kahana, who was Rav's Talmud, he had to go into Golos because of a whole story with a Moiser. So he ends up going to Eretz Yisrael, and when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he was told that he's not allowed to go to Rabbi Yochanan's Shir, and then eventually he did go to Rabbi Yochanan's Shir, and he started asking Rabbi Yochanan kashas and learning, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan couldn't answer Rav Kahana's kashas. So the Yad Malachi is the one that says this. He says that Rav Kahana was a Talmud of Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan couldn't answer Rav Kahana's kashas. So wouldn't have been able to answer Rav's kashas because Rav is Dr. Rebbe, Rav Kahana is only the Talmud. So you see two things. You see Rav is asking great kashas, that's why Shmuel's so afraid of him. Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine, talk Rashi, one word, Bekushis. And you see also that Rabbi Yochanan is very intimidated of the kashas of Rav Kahana. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan's reaction is when Rav Chanina passed away. He said, Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine. But the bottom line is, Rashi says, what does it mean Dahava Mistafina Mine? It means Bekushis. He was afraid of all the kashas that he used to ask. The Marsha in Chedushi Agadah says that V'yoysen nir al derech hapshat, that it seems to me more mistaber to say that what did Shmuel mean when he said Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine? And what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine? Not that he had some very specific, particular fear of these two Amayram respectively, but rather maybe what he meant was more Pashat. The Pasuk says as Hashem Lekecha Tira, and Chazal say Es L'Rabbis Tamid Chachamim Shimon Amsuni Chem Yamsuni Achabar Rabbi Akiva. But everyone knows the Chazal Es Hashem Lekecha Tira L'Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. That means a person has to have Yira for a Talmud Chacham. So says the Marsha, maybe that's what Shmuel meant. What Shmuel meant to say was, is Oz Al Gavra Dava Mistafina Mine, I have a chi of Yira from him, because as Hashem Lekecha Tira is the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. And Rabbi Yochanan, when he heard Rabbi Chanina passed away, he said Oz Al Gavra Dava Mistafina Mine, because I have a chiv to have a year from him. Because again, as Hashem Lekecha Tira, the Rabbis Tamid Chacham. But I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Rab David Yoel Weiss, who's a Sinai and a Noikaharim, he shtelt zu a Targum Unkelus. Not a Targum Unkelus. It's a Targum on Sefer Iyuv. And the Targum on Iyuv says as follows. The Pasuk says, Vayan Elihu ben Barachel Habuzi Vayoymar Tzor Ani Liyomim Va'atem Yeshishim. I'm very young, you're very old. Al Kain Zochalti Vo'iro. It's for that reason I was afraid. Mechavis Dei Eschem, from expressing my opinion. So Elihu ben Barachel says, Zochalti Voira. Zok the Targum. Zochalti istafesi. Voira udechelis. Zochalti means istafesi. Voira means udechelis. If you look in the Rishonim say that the word Zachalti means a tremendous pachad. Zachalti means pachadati. I was shuddering. I was in a terrible, terrible state of fear. Metzuda seer. Inyan aim of a fachad. All the Rishonim say this. That the idea of Zachalti is an excessive fear. So Zachalti is istafesi. Va'ira is udecheles. That means the Lashon of mistafina doesn't mean yira. The Targum teaches Va'ira as Udecheles. That's the Aramaic word. The word Istafesi is the teach of the word Zachalti. So he said, Pashit, as Hashem Lekecha Tira, L'Rabbis Tamid HaChacham means Udecheles. A person has to have a Yira. A Yira is a Kovid, a Yira is a Remimus. A person has to have Yira. But Mistafina is the Targum on the word Zachalti. And all the Rishonim say Zachalti is a Lashon of Aim of a Fachad. He's Poshit shaking. He's scared. He's afraid. Aim of a Fachad is the reaction of the Umay Sa'ilim when they heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. So he says, Avadas Hashem Lekechatir, the Rabbis Tamid HaChachamim. And had Shmuel said, Azal Gavra, Dahava, Decheles Mine. Zokhtim Arshav, very good. He just means, as Hashem Lekechatir, the Rabbis Tamid HaChachamim. But the Lashon of the Gemara was, Azal Gavra, Dahava, Mistafina mine. And because he said Mistafina mine, he means the word Zochalti. Zochalti means Inyan Eim of a Fachad. It's an excessive state of fear. Excessive state of fear. A person doesn't have to have fear when he has sees a Talmud Chacham. He has to have Yira. But he doesn't have to start shaking when he sees a Talmud Chacham. Oh, that must be something else. That's something personal. He was mamish afraid of him. What was he afraid of? Zochrash. He was afraid of his gash. His posh. He says, it's enough for the Targum Unkle. Targum says that Zochalti means Mistafina, and that's clearly.